Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first Championship Bowhunting Podcast. So, my name is Phil Mendoza. I want to start off by telling you a little bit about what we have coming with the podcast. So, if you haven't listened to my other podcast that I do with Will Bradley, the Natural Born Hunter podcast, that's kind of rekindled a little bit of motivation, if you will, for me to get back to some of the topics and some of the shooting tips and tech tips that I was doing in video format, over the last year. Only this gives me a little bit easier platform to do it in. So, I guess the format of what you can expect here as opposed to the Natural Born Hunter podcast is shorter episodes, probably more in the 15 to 25 minute range. Our topics are going to vary from, I'll bring on a guest from time to time, someone that I feel is that can help me explain a certain topic or cover a certain venue or tournament format. My buddy Chad Chenault is going to be one of the guys that I go to help me catch up with ASA, IBO, and that world of tournament shooting, of which I spent a lot of time with in the past, and I've kind of stepped back from that as my pro shop and family life and the train to hunt tournaments have kind of taken a bigger role. So Chad's going to be a guy that we're going to hear from soon. I've got some other guests lined out that I'm not going to talk about too much yet, but we're gonna cover all kinds of topics from tournament shooting, again, shooting tips. We're going to talk about some fitness tips. And I guess the first couple episodes you can expect to see, which the first three episodes we're going to release all at the same time. So you're going to have some content to check out right away, aside from this first video. So those topics, those first couple topics are going to be, I talked in my site review videos that I did here a couple months ago about doing a broadhead review video series, and the results I got from doing the broadhead testing, I didn't really feel was, I'll get more into that in the next episode, I guess. That's going to be the next episode I talk about. So the broadhead review is going to be the next video, or excuse me, the next podcast, and then I'm going to have Chad on to give us the scoop of what's been happening with the ASA/IBO 3D world over the last 6 to 12 months or so. And then after that, I'm going to have Chad back on to talk about the topic of coaching. Chad's a professional archer as well as a coach, and there's some interesting topics I want to touch on with that. So, before I get too far into what else we have coming up, I really want to take a few minutes to say thanks to a good friend of mine who has, like I said, he's kind of given me a kick in the butt and helped refocus me or remotivate me to continue with some of the content that, you the listeners and followers have submitted to me. Hey, what about this topic or what about that topic? I'd really like to hear you cover this. And I feel this is a good platform, and honestly, it's not that it's easy, but it's not difficult for me to sit down and speak my mind for a few minutes about how I feel with some of the things that I've learned and come across in both my bow hunting or tournament career, as well as behind the counter in the pro shop. So, Will Bradley, he rekindled a little, or re-sparked a flame. And he's really the reason that what I am doing right now and refocusing moving forward, we've got some interesting projects we're working on together that I'm really excited about. So I had brought Will on, but me being a rookie with the audio and the podcast stuff, I wasn't real good with recording Will on his portion of the interview. So I just want to, like I said, take this time to say thanks again to Will, and I look forward to what we have going on. If you haven't had a chance to check out the Natural Born Hunter podcast, I think we've got 8 or so episodes right now. We've covered topics from nutrition. We've had Ryan Parr on, great guy, to talk about strength training. We had AJ DeRosa on recently, an interesting guy doing a lot of things in the outdoor industry, filming, author. That was a great interview. Also, some other guys, you know, we've had Trevin on and Andrew from Hamsky. So there's been some pretty interesting topics. It's definitely unfiltered. So if you want a podcast for your kids to listen to, it's more this podcast as opposed to what Will and I have been doing. And, you know, just wanted to let you know that we felt there were some guests that would be better in this format, in this shorter series of podcasts as opposed to the longer Natural Born Hunter podcast. So there's some, you know, more tech tips that we'll get into, and tuning and more archery related topics. So you know, again, big thanks to Will, and like I said, just excuse me, looking in the 3 to 6 month picture, there's some exciting things that he's working on and that I'm going to help him out with. So next thing I wanted to touch on is the giveaways. We've got the hunt giveaways that we will be starting actually at the end of this podcast. I'm going to randomly draw the first winner for the Championship Bowhunting University exclusive member giveaways, of which is the antelope hunt in New Mexico. Now, on the last video I just put up, I also announced, you know, it's a little bit late in the season to be giving away hunts. So if you already have your hunting, you know, your kind of timeline and work schedule, what you can do, if you happen to win this hunt, it's not transferable to next year. There is no cash value. But what I have done was open up a kind of secondary prize, if you will. If you can't make it on the antelope hunt with CNC Outfitting in northern New Mexico, Joe Chavez is the main guy there and has some sweet property locked up for this antelope hunt. I'm really excited to see what happens with this hunt, because I've been by these properties as I hunted New Mexico years ago and in the past, a couple years ago. And I tell you that the quality of bucks that I've seen in some of these areas is it's outstanding. So whoever wins that hunt, if you get a chance to go on there, I mean, I think there's a chance for a whopper to come out of there. And in addition to that there's great animals, it's also any weapon tag. So if you want to go hunt with a bow, you can hunt with a bow. If you want to hunt with a rifle, nobody's going to judge you if you want to pick up a rifle. You know, we're all hunters here, and I think it's fair to say that, you know, we should be sticking together and patting each other on the back as opposed to judging each other for your weapon of choice. But that being said, you get to, again, pick your weapon. It's a 3-day hunt. You are responsible for your own transportation. You are responsible for your license with New Mexico Game and Fish, and gratuity. Now, gratuity is something that I'm actually going to cover in one of the topics here moving forward, not because I think the people that are going to win these hunts aren't educated, but I think it's an interesting topic just because not a lot of people go on guided hunts. You know, not a lot of people are familiar with that world. So there is, just like anything when you go to a restaurant, you know, there is kind of a range of what you should expect based off what you get. So It's just one of those interesting topics that I think we can touch on, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And if nothing else, you know, maybe ease the mind of some of those of you out there that have really hesitated to maybe go on a hunt because that is one of those kind of, it's not really laid out in stone as far as what you might think you're going to pay, you know, trophy fees and what have you. But anyway, CNC Outfitting, once again, thank you for participating with us. The championship bow hunting giveaways, and looking forward to it to see who wins that hunt. So the next hunt we're going to do here in about 2 weeks from when this episode releases. So you're roughly looking at, I think it's like the 12th to the 14th of July, the whitetail hunt in Nebraska will go up about 2 weeks after that. So I'm going to offer with both the next two hunts also some kind of a backup prize, if you will, that if you can't make it on either of those hunts, again, I know it's a little bit late in the season. I've been really scrambling to get our new building open for our pro shop that is looking awesome, by the way. If you're in the Denver area, here, you know, somewhere between the, I don't know, the 8th and the 15th of July is what it's actually looking like. We're going to have a sweet shop for you to come into, and you know, hopefully we can rekindle some of those relationships with the customers that we may have kind of missed out on over the last month and a half that we've been closed. Anyway, that's going to be coming up real soon. We've been working hard to just continue to elevate what we can offer our local customer base, and with this podcast, our regional customer base. So that being said, I'm going to take a short break and come back, and we're going to go ahead and do the giveaway on this first video. So once again, CNC Outfitting, Northern New Mexico. If you guys, you know, if maybe you didn't draw any tags, it's not too late. I know I talked to Joe. He does elk, deer, bear, does mountain lion with dogs in New Mexico. Let him know that we sent you over there, and he'll take good care of you. When I come back, I'm going to have Joe's phone number and website on the back end of the giveaway. So if anybody out there didn't draw the tags they were hoping for, you know, it's not too late to get on with a good bow hunt in northern New Mexico for elk or bear. Like I said, Joe runs some good dogs for cats there in the later months. For anybody who's interested in that, you know, that type of a hunt. So that being said, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back soon. And I'm back. So most of you don't know it, but I was actually a 3-day break. Was in the mountains with some good friends in their wedding. Congrats, Teddy and Amy. Throw that in there real quick. Beautiful wedding, beautiful setting up there. But let's get back to the giveaway. And I just want you all to know out there, we appreciate your support with Championship Bow Hunting University. These giveaways I've actually been working on since November of last year with the outfitters and, you know, working out the details. So we have less than 100 names in the hat, so your odds are pretty good. And because I am very old-fashioned, I like to sit down, take long periods of time, write people, everybody's name on a little piece of paper and throw it in a hat. So I'm sure there's a much more modern way to do giveaways, but I like the old-fashioned way. So that being said, I'm going to shuffle these around a little bit here and pick a name out. Okay. Congrats, Clint Meyer. Clint, you have won yourself a hunt. Northern New Mexico with CNC Outfitting. They're out of Mora, New Mexico. Joe Chavez is the guy who runs that operation over there. Anyone else out there, if you're interested, I know he's got some more opportunities still for this season to get in contact with Joe. You go to Facebook. I think he's having some issues with his website right now. He said he's trying to get some stuff cleaned up. Go to his Facebook page. It's CNC Outfitting. That's the letter C, the letter N, the letter C, Outfitting. And again, he's out of Mora, New Mexico. You know, do me a favor. Even if you didn't win this hunt, get out there, show them some support, you know, for working with me and championship bow hunting with this giveaway. Clint, congrats, man. You know, you don't think people out there don't think you can win. Well, I know Clint was one of the early members that purchased a membership, and you just won yourself a hunt. So we're going to be shifting gears here. The next episode is actually going to be with Chad Chenault. We got to catch up with him before his last shoot in Metropolis, Illinois for an ASA. We're going to talk a little bit about ASA IBO. The third podcast is going to be the results from my broadhead testing, and then the then we're going to catch back up with Chad after that again for talking about some coaching advice and just that topic in general. So the elk hunt a couple weeks out, and then the whitetail hunt a couple weeks after that. Once again, we want to thank you for supporting Championship Bow Hunting. We're going to do our best to bring you some relevant content and unbiased reviews and tips. One of the things I did over the last year was withdraw myself from a lot of the sponsorships that I had in the past, because doing the Championship Bow Hunting reviews, if you will, I wanted to come from the truth. I mean, I sell a lot of these products that I review at my shop, but at the same time, just like I tell my customers, and I'm going to relay it to you the same way, I sell everything. So don't get me wrong, I'm in the business to make money, but I'm going to be honest with you if I think one product's better than the other. And with these broadheads, I'm not married to any broadhead company, and I went out and tried, I think there were 6 or 7 different broadheads. Didn't do any expandables this time. I just did the fixed blade broadheads, but going to share with you what I found on that topic, if you will. So, thanks again for everybody for supporting. Congrats, Clint. I'll get a hold of you. You've got about 7 days to let me know if you can make that hunt happen or not, so that way we can work out the details with Joe at CNC Outfitting. If not, let me know what kind of bow we can get you, man. We're going to get you one of the two of those prizes. Thanks again. This has been the first ever podcast for Championship Bow Hunting. Hopefully, first of many to come. With that, thanks a lot, and we'll check you guys on the next one.